You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting on this special Thursday afternoon here in the States. Thursday evening in Bulgaria, if that's where you are. Or
no one's here.
Hope everyone's doing well. It's just us. That's okay. There's a few people in chat. But want to say thank you for tuning in today. My name is Rob Wilkins, and that is Maggie. As I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
I meant no one's here in Bulgaria.
Oh, got
that. That is what I meant. Okay. I hope you guys can see us and or hear us correctly, because we had a bunch of, you know, technical difficulties right before the show. We're here now. No. It was Rob. Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely me.
It was Rob, okay? He was in the wrong room.
So if you've ever been on StreamYard, there's different, like, channels, because we have we have all the different post shows, so we have them, like, in categories. Well, the TNA one was already set up, and I just clicked on that one instead, and I am, like, 5 minutes just waiting for Maggie, and I send her a text, "You doing okay? Everything okay?" So,
and
sure enough, everything
waiting-
was okay.
I'm waiting in our room, and I'm like, "Where the hell is Rob? He's usually here." And then I sent him a message on the private chat, and I'm like, "Are you okay? No one's answering me." And then I go text him on the, on the phone, and I was just about to text, "Are you okay?" And he was like, "You good?" And I'm, "Yes, I'm waiting for you."
So, yep, it's my first day again.
Listen, it's because Bryn's not here. Okay,
she is. She is. She just put a note in here. "Hi, guys. I was able to get away from work for a few minutes. Can't stay long, but wanted to say hi and hope you guys have a great show." Or hope you have a great show. I'm adding words.
Yeah, but like, she's not here.
Oh, she's always here with us, no matter
what.
Yeah,
she's always here in our hearts. Hi, Matthew. Look, because we're not on our usual Friday night, people like Matthew Hooks can join us live.
Yeah. We got Clown. He's here normally. That's good.
Yeah, we got some of our, normal viewers / listeners, and we got, some new ones that are usually watch later on in the week. So, guys, hi. This isn't our normal day. We're usually on at Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern, but because it's 4th of July, and if wrestlers can have a day off, Rob can have a day off. So that is absolutely fine with me. I get to sleep right after work tomorrow. It's going to be really weird. Just FYI, it's going to be really, really weird not to have a show tomorrow after work. But since you are here, and that's on you, if you're here, please leave a like on the video. Please like, share, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to youtube.com/Fightful, the main Fightful channel. If you want to support us with your wallets and your money, please, we're poor, you can send a super chat at the bottom of the live YouTube chat, or you can send a humper chat at humperchats.com if you're watching on any other platform, or you want us to keep a little bit more of the proceeds, Humper Chats makes us do that. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. It is our bread and butter. A lot of news, a lot of contracts, a lot of debunking on fake news that Sean does. But a lot of that, I swear one day I will learn what Discord is. But whatever it is, we have it. The Discord thing. Love Wrestling is in the chat. Hi. Sweeties, I'm so glad that you guys are joining us. And please, of course, Rob and I will always bug you about this. After the show is done, please leave a comment below. It helps us with the awful, awful algorithm that hates Fightful, because we have at least one show every day. And that's a big no-no when it comes to YouTube algorithm. I barely had time to dry my hair. It's all over the place. But it's fine. It smells good. It's washed. It's cut and everything. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're gonna go on a vacation.
Yes.
This upcoming week, and your father is gonna do a bunch of wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm headed to New York on Saturday. Gonna be in the city from the 5th through. Most of the afternoon of the 10th, but then flying back, and yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be my first trip to New York City, so
make sure you take a lot of photos.
Oh, I will. And the reason I'm going is, like Maggie said, it's because of my father doing something pretty cool. For baseball fans that might know this, every during the games, like the New York Yankee games, every seventh inning. At the beginning of the seventh inning, they honor a veteran. It's their veteran of the game. My dad grew up a Yankees fan. He was born in North Carolina. But anyways, he's been a Yankees fan his whole life. Anyways, he is going to be the veteran of the game on Wednesday, or the 8th. So I think that's a Wednesday. That should be a Wednesday. Maybe it's Tuesday. I don't know. But anyways, he's going to be the veteran of the game. So we're going to the game. It's going to be the Yankees versus the Mariners. So Seattle Mariners. So looking forward to that.
Clown asks if your father has been practicing his pitching.
Well, he won't throw a first pitch, or he won't throw a pitch. It's just they show him like on camera, like when they're seeing.
He should throw a pitch at someone.
Well, okay. Well, we could do that, I guess. So yeah, Tuesday is the 8th. So good. Now I know. And I'm looking forward to it. I might get to meet our friend Andrew Zarian and Rich. I might be able to meet them. We're planning on having lunch, so that'll be cool.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So thank you for bringing that up. But yeah, I'm looking forward.
Yes, again, make sure you take a lot of photos. I'm so excited for you and your dad. So great.
Yeah. But yeah,
your mom is gonna be there.
Yeah, my mom, my brother, my nieces, my nephew.
Yeah, your nieces and your nephews. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's gonna be fun. It's a
big ass family trip. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
traveling all in one car?
No. We're flying.
Damn it!
Flying a jet.
Oh, you're flying.
Yeah. Yep. Flying. So
should have been a road trip. I know.
I'd be fine doing that. But anyways, guys, you are here to talk some wrestling, and we're going to talk some wrestling with you. We're doing early predictions because this show is going to be awesome. It's AEW All In.
Yes, we need to explain to the people why, because next Friday we're not going to have a show.
Yeah. Yep.
We're like the shenanigans of July. I am so sorry, guys, but you have to bear with us. July's
going to be crazy.
July is going to be crazy. Yes, Supi did everything that he could with the, you know, the calendar. It was so weird because he had that weird thing where the first day of the week is a Sunday. And I was like, that's not okay. We're not. And that, then I realized that Sunday was, you know, the first day. But that was that was fine. Next week's show is going to be on a Sunday, on our normal normal times, 3 p.m. Eastern, but on a Sunday. And we'll get to talk a lot about All In. I suppose that we're only going to talk about All In, but, you know.
Well, might review.
Might review some. Oh, yeah, that's right. Saturday, my main event. And I get to, you know, if whatever happens to Gunther and Goldberg happens, and
you get to see
my face melt and everything.
Yeah.
But but we're going to talk about all the matches that are for now made on the All In card. That's what Rob was talking about. Please make sure to send in your super chat and humper chats if you get if you want. You know, to mention something, to make your bold ass predictions, or to bitch and moan about something. You know, Rob and I are always open to, you know, bitching.
Pretty good at that.
Yeah.
So,
what did you think of last night's Dynamite? Before
Dynamite was last night was AEW Dynamite's 300th episode. Pretty good show. Like, I enjoyed it. Started off with a bang with Adam Hangman Page calling out John Moxley and challenging him to a Texas death match. Anytime we get a Texas death match with Hangman Page, it's Hercules. So, you know,
sex, like, right?
No, well, no, it's from Nutty Professor, but I would probably do the same if I was like,
okay,
getting some. Anyways,
okay,
yeah, All In. See, you threw me off there. But Hangman Page challenging. We already know he's challenging John Moxley, but he added a stipulation and he wants it to be in a Texas death match, which, okay. I'm anxious to see this. I was already anxious to see this. Anxious is not the right word. I'm excited for this match more because these two are going to.
Well, Texas death matches are Hangman's thing.
Yep.
Normally.
That they are.
So I know Bryn's not here, but I need someone to answer this because it just popped into my head. Have Hangman and John Moxley already been in a Texas death match?
I don't think they've had a Texas death match.
Okay. But they've had a death match.
Well, I don't think they've had a death match at all. I'll check.
But because of the whole thing of you know, did Moxley choke Hangman on a, or was it the other way around? Was Hangman choking Moxley through a chain out of the ring from the ropes?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember it being in a match. I'm gonna check though.
Yeah, this is what happens when Bryn's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, if someone remembers this, because I have a really, really shitty memory. Yes, Prince is in the chat. Texas Deathmatch Revolution. Hangman, yep. Hang Mox to win the match.
Yeah, good memory, because I did not remember it. Yep, AEW Revolution 2023 in San Francisco.
Yes, I specifically remember this because of, you know, Moxie was hanging through the ropes and Hangman choked him with a chain. Thank you, Francis, so much. We appreciate you. Yeah, so I have this image imprinted in my head, but I had no idea whether it was. I love the profile picture for Francis, by the way. It's Francis's profile picture. It's the beer chugging from Pat McAfee. From that segment. Yeah, thank you. It was so good. So Hangman already has an advantage versus Moxley. So how are you feeling for this being the stipulation of the match?
Oh, I'm feeling everything, good.
And everything that happened afterwards.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I thought they've built it up really well. You know, including last night with what happened, Hangman showed he was serious when he hit the one and only Buckshot Lariat on my God, Marina Shafir, just
boom. She slapped him around a bit.
Well, she did. And some guys are into that. But anyways, he hit that buckshot lariat, and it was awesome to see. It was good. And I loved the reaction that Claudio and Wheeler Yuta had. That sold it even more, which I just enjoyed it. I'm not advocating hitting women by any means. I'm not advocating.
Come on, that's what you said.
Yeah, that's, you know me. But I just thought it was a good way to build the story. And I like how he said how far he was going. And that's what he did. It just shows that he's ready to go. I thought it was a good move.
This was really good because I know that they normally don't do this, you know, men hitting women on, you know, on. Apart from if it's a mixed tag team match or something, you know, but Moxley has been that person to, you know, he paradigm shift Willow. And Marina Shafir herself, she was always aggressive towards everyone, and she never hesitated to hit low, whether being a low blow or a briefcase blow or whatever it was. I kept thinking that a female wrestler would come out and take care of Marina Shafir, but this time it was just Hangman. And I'm fine with it because I think Marina Shafir is badass enough to handle this. And because it was built up to the point where everyone was begging Hangman to do that. It showed how personal it got for Moxley as well when Hangman put his hands on Marina Shafir. Because you can tell, you know, the weird bond that Moxley and Marina Shafir have, because they're always walking with each other. They're always together. Mm-hmm. And it's like Marina Shafir is his right hand, because like she never talks. He's only, you know, sharing his mind with her. He's telling her what to do, and she executes it perfectly. And I love that, because of course you can say that Claudio Castagnoli is his right hand, but he's probably more of his weapon. That's how I see Claudio. I love the fact that we got to see him back on television, because like for a while he wasn't there. And Wheeler Yuta is still getting his normal reaction. So Hangman wanted this to be a Texas death match because he said that he knows that Moxie will have the Death Riders. He knows that he will have the Young Bucks, and he's going to see them coming. And might as well do it, make it a, you know, Texas death. So at the end of the segment, the ops come to Hangman's aid. Do you actually think that this is the moment where Bryan Danielson comes back and takes care of Wheeler Yuta?
I hope so.
Okay.
I do. But we shall see.
I mean, he already came back to Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I know. But I hope so. I mean, I really do. But even if he's not, like, wrestling again, I hope he, like, at least gets in the ring and beats the hell out of Wheeler Yuta. I think that'd be good.
Do you think the same happens with Eddie Kingston?
With Claudio? Or... I could see that. I could definitely see that.
And injury wise, it can be the same with Eddie Kingston. I mean, he doesn't have to get as physical as everyone would want him to. Just simply get in there, light some people on fire, you know, the usual stuff.
Man, That Texas crowd will go freaking nuts if Kingston.
Nuts, man. I'm gonna go nuts. Especially.
Oh, this is a good point too. Kingston could be there for Gabe Kidd.
Yes, you know? He could be there for Gabe Kidd because this was the third question I was about to ask. So what the hell with Gabe Kidd? So he was there only for the whatchamacallit, the Anarchy in the Arena.
Yeah.
And then he bailed, and that's why. So I don't know if we get to see Jack Perry because this, or Jack Perry can be a part of the Gauntlet, or whatever. Darby Allin. See, if Darby Allin comes back, my intrusive mind and thoughts are gonna make me feel that he's gonna cost Hangman because he wants to be the one to throw.
I think they're tired of the Moxley title reign, and I think they really want Hangman to win. I just think that's the way they got to go too. I think Moxley's going to win, but I think you're right. It would not, if he does lose, if Hangman loses this match, it is because of Darby Allin, in my opinion. Even though Darby will still be a face, it'll just be like one of those, like, I didn't mean to type thing. I don't see this happening. I see Hangman overcoming the odds. I don't know who will be there to do the head nod for him. So you can hit maybe it'll be Marina Shafir, like when they get there. I'm kidding. No, get the approval.
It's Swerve. Yeah. It's going to be Swerve.
Oh, that would be good. I would like that actually a lot.
Yes, Swerve. It's right there. Swerve gives him the nod. So talking about Swerve, that's another thing that we need to discuss on our show. Because
well, who do you have winner?
Well, listen, hopefully Hangman, because I think that they will make their fans just turn off the television and I'm done with this shit, man. If this happens, because let's not take a page out of the Bloodline textbook. Let's not do that. Come on. But they did that already with Swerve anyway, with the Young Bucks costing him. So
yeah,
might as well be Hangman. Might as well isn't the right expression because I'll be so fucking happy if it turns out to be Hangman. The way that his character is built, he's supposed to be the one. So fingers crossed, he's supposed to be the one, to do that. We want us to hear your guys' thoughts. Also, don't forget to send us in your super chats with your bold predictions when it comes to Saturday Night Main Event and All In. I know it's a bit early, but there you go. That's
Klaus says Kingston comes out. The rest of the Avengers chase Death Riders up the ramp, and Kingston lights the ramp on fire so no one can run back down. Oof.
That is a really, really good prediction, Clown, and I actually hope now that it happens.
So we'll move on to our next match here. Toni Storm defending the AEW Women's Championship title against Mercedes, 634 different women's championship belts on her hand right now. Monet, Maggie, there is no way, in my opinion, that Mercedes is leaving that stadium without that world title. I just don't see it.
I just don't see it.
You think Toni wins? Wow.
She has to, man. She has to win.
Absolutely
has to win. Toni needs to be the first one to beat Mercedes Moné. If they actually want them to build an AEW locker room, I know that Toni Storm isn't an original in any way, shape or form, I know, but like the character that she is right now, I think that she needs to win. I think the crowd might burn down the place if Mercedes wins. And this doesn't mean that I don't like Mercedes Moné. I actually think that she's probably one of my all-time favorite competitors to watch in the ring. But what I'm saying is Toni Storm needs to win. And Mercedes losing, exactly, Matthew Hooks. Mercedes losing is her downfall.
Okay. I mean, I see your point. Matthew's point. I just don't think it's happening.
Okay, we're going to talk about it on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We go on to our third match. There's really no order that I'm doing these. I just loaded them all on here. But Kenneth Omega and Kazuchika. I can't ever say it. Okada. There we go. Kazuchika. I can't ever do it. It doesn't matter. I've done New Japan shows. I just can't do it. It's like one of those things where I have to like.
Kazuchika.
Yep, not doing it.
Kazuchika.
I can do other names, but that one I just always like struggle on. And speaking of struggle.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I just came up with it. I'm like, I don't know. It was a good shot.
Like, what the hell? What'd I do? Damn.
No, I'm just saying it just to mess around. They're nothing.
Figured I'd stop by for a couple of minutes. My God, man. Just finished a video that will drop on YouTube maybe next week, maybe the week after. But I did the newest stuff. Bret Hart. It's about interviewing Bret the Hitman Hart. This gentleman over here doing the thumbnail for it today. Excited about that. But oh, he actually just sent me a bunch. They're very good.
So you knew and you didn't tell me. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, it looks like the thumbnails look great too. But it's the process of interviewing Bret Hart and trying to get a positive interview out of him, which is easier said than done.
Spill the beans. What did he do?
I've mentioned this on the air. Like I've in the past, like I had asked him about, like, for example, I wanted him to say nice things about people. So I said, "Hey, who did the best sharpshooters besides people in your family?" And he goes, "Hey, it's just easier if I tell you who did the worst."
It was The Rock, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
I can hear your cat.
Had a tough time doing it. My cat will not leave me alone. My God.
Is it Oliver? God.
No, it's Melvin.
Melvin.
Melvin. So did you ask him about Goldberg and Gunther?
So I didn't ask him about Goldberg, but okay. I did say, because I wanted it to be a positive interview. So I said, man, I loved the promo about El Dandy. I thought it was really funny. And he laughed about it. And he's like, yeah, I respect El Dandy a lot. I would have rather worked with him than Bill Goldberg. It was fantastic. It was really, really great.
It was one of the best ones too, like interviews.
I will have an AJ Styles update on Fightful Select. It'll be later this evening.
Is everything okay? Is he okay?
Listen, people can subscribe.
Yes, subscribe.
I have to promote this stuff because of aggregators. So
sure.
There we go.
When are you heading to Texas?
Next Thursday afternoon.
Will you be pounced by the legendary?
I hope. I'm hoping to meet him. I'm hoping to do a little short interview with him. That's a big goal. If I can make even a short interview happen, I would really, really, I'd be very excited. I would probably rush that one out, honestly, because I know a lot of people are going to be trying to get that.
You've been talking about like wanting to interview him since I've known you, this is like a big one. I'm hoping it works out for you, because I know.
And it might be the only opportunity as well. So
yeah.
So I hope it works out. But we're doing our all in predictions right now because we're not going to be around next Friday. Which I always ask you this, and I know this one's going to be a hard one to answer, but which match are you looking forward to the most?
Hangman and Moxley, because I want to see the culmination of everything that is that has happened. Like, I'm ready to see the unfold title. Yeah, from an in-ring perspective, that's tough because Okada and Omega is one of the best feuds of all time. Swerve and Ospreay versus the Young Bucks is going to be insane. Like, they're going to do crazy things there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Toni Storm, I'm sure that since Mariah May left AEW, she is eager to have another feud and match that outshines the Hollywood ending. So that is a very tough one. But from an in-ring perspective, I've got Swerve and Ospreay against the Bucks just slightly ahead of Okada Omega, because I'm smart enough to realize that we're 7 years removed from when they had like some of the best matches ever. So,
yes.
And guess what? I'll have betting tips from our new partner, MyBookie AG, on Fightful Select next week. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Peace out, man.
See you guys.
See ya. Thank you. Cool. So AJ Styles update on Fightful Select later. So make sure you subscribe.
Make sure you guys subscribe. The best $5.99 you'll ever get spent on wrestling. I cannot promote this enough. Our bread and butter, and you guys subscribing to Fightful Select actually keeps a lot of us employed. So go ahead and do that. Where were we when it comes to AEW?
We were talking
Tony and
Toni Storm. Yeah.
Okay.
So you were. Hello, D-Lo Diggs. Long time. How you doing? We were talking how you think Tony is going to win this match.
Yeah, she basically needs to protect AEW's aura. Because let me explain myself, because it sounds really, really strange. You know, when it comes to Mercedes Moné, like, she keeping all these belts hostage because she needs to have more and more and more of them. While for Toni Storm, she only needs the one. And she's made that clear in all of her times on the microphone when it came to Mercedes Moné. They already fought each other this week after Mercedes successfully retained her TBS championship versus Mina. So it's because Toni Storm was sitting on a table with a bunch of food on it and looking really extremely intimidated and scared.
Yeah.
And Luther was fanning, you know, with her, with a white cloth. This was really good. You can see Toni Storm's character right there. And I feel like she absolutely needs to win against Mercedes in order to solidify her importance in the women's division. I think Mercedes Moné will be absolutely fine if she loses here. And she has to lose at some point, and I feel like Toni Storm is the woman to do it. She should be. Yes.
All right. So you're going with Toni, and I'm going with Mercedes. Absolutely. So we'll see there. We move on to our next match, which Sean just talked about. Okada.
We have two super chats, by the way, if you want to.
Oh, cool. I did not see those. Thank you. We'll go into that here shortly. Got a super chat from Soupy. He says, Sunday being the first day of the week is a Christian thing for the whole world. It's about 50-50. So, Matthew Hooks says, one surprise you want in the men's and women's gauntlet match? Well, here's the surprise I want. Jeremy Lambert.
Hello. I'm here because
family.
I have a bone to pick
with you. I'm here to confront both of you.
Okay.
That's right. Sorry. I don't think you, Maggie. This is Wilkins.
What did Rob do?
We'll find out. There's a very famous clip that we play on In the Weeds. We're gonna play it here for the friends of coexisting.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. The MVP of the NBA. Yeah, I'm not making this up. For AEW Rampage, ladies and gentlemen, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Now I had to remake that clip. Oh, wow. Yesterday's In the Weeds, because somebody deleted the original clip. Now, not many people have access to the StreamYard to delete clips, but I know you do, Wilkins. Did you delete the clip?
I'm going to say I did, but I don't recall doing it, and I don't know why I would, because usually I check with... Well, I was going to say I usually check, but I don't think I do. But that one, I don't think I would have, because I know how much you like basketball. And so I don't, if I did that one, it was by accident, but I'll just go ahead and say I did it. Cause you're right. I'm probably the only one that does it. So,
sometimes Kate does it by accident too, by the way.
Oh, we can definitely blame Kate. I'm all for blame.
Okay. Well, let's just blame Kate. Okay. She probably did it during SmackDown. NXT, SmackDown, or like one of the other shows.
I mean, she did a thing when she deleted a bunch of videos from the you know, StreamYard library, and Sean was pretty pissed off about it too.
Oh, I'm all for blaming Kate. That's 100% fine with me.
Yeah. So, like I said, if I did it, I didn't mean to. So,
where was this from, and what the hell happened to Tony's voice?
This was from AEW Rampage in 2021, I believe, because the Bucks won the title in 2021, so it was shortly after that, and he was bringing out Giannis. Let's go. And he was bringing him out, and his voice just completely cracked.
Yeah, it was so good.
I'm sorry, can you play that again?
Well, we love this clip. This gets a lot of use. That's why when I was looking for it yesterday and I saw it was not there, I was like, what happened? Who deleted this clip? So we had to launch an investigation, but we will play it again.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. The MVP of the NBA. Yeah, I'm not making this up. For AEW Rampage, ladies and gentlemen, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I love it.
All right, we're gonna blame Kate for this.
Okay,
Wilkins, blame if you Kate. Did it by accident, it's fine. I obviously it's a it bit was... of who did this. I was just like, where did it go? And then I had to remake it on air because we were talking so much basketball yesterday. So I said I was gonna come on your show and confront you, and that is what I have done.
But we'll basically what you did is you came on here and you made the
sacrifice.
That's a good See, point. No one goes comes here and deletes that because it fucking pisses me off. Like, why would no one delete that and people delete those gems that I've never even seen?
Don't delete these clips, folks. Don't delete any of our clips. That happens. Nope. Sometimes we got to make space. At some point, I'm going to have to delete some clips, but
make sure
we're never deleting the Giannis clip. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Doing good.
Maggie, how
excited
are you?
It's a weird Thursday show. It's usually my day off, and it's weird, and I have to go to work tomorrow and not have a show after work. It's weird, but it's 4th of July for you guys tomorrow, and I'm going to let Rob celebrate everything. Man. Well, I'm going to be celebrating the 2-hour SmackDown. Everyone should celebrate that.
Fair.
Because fuck off, man. That was so appalling to a 3-hour SmackDown. No. Bye. I will not miss you.
There ain't much to celebrate in America right now. So,
you know,
we'll just enjoy our hot dogs and that'll be that.
Yeah. the official day of Cam Hawkins.
True, true.
Yeah. Right.
Glizzy, the Glizzy King.
Everyone celebrate Cam Hawkins tomorrow.
I'll catch y'all later on.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye, guys, and have a good Bye. Show.
Thank you.
So, man, we're getting all kinds of cameos. This is awesome. Soupy said Sunday be. Oh, I already read that, but anyways, it's the first day of the week.
Matthew Hooks. Okay, surprise for the women and the men's gauntlet. Okay, so for the women's gauntlet, I'm going to go ahead and say Britt Baker.
Yep, that was going to be mine. I want Britt Baker to return. I hope she returns.
I'm not going to be. Baker. Of course, I miss Britt Baker too. I'm not going to be the person that says, oh, AJ Lee. Come on, it's not going to be AJ Lee. She's
not. Yeah, no, that one's not happening. I have a better shot of being added to the women's gauntlet match. Yeah. AJ Lee. Roberta Wilkins. No, thanks.
Yes. For the men's gauntlet, you guys know that I want to say Wardlow, but it's probably not going to be Wardlow because of the whole thing that he's filming right now. Or it may happen and it can be Wardlow. Everyone, I suppose, Chris Jericho, I suppose, is going to get a big pop. For some reason. What
if he's else? If he's good to go, I want it to be Keith Lee.
Keith Lee is a no-brainer because he's from Texas, and the people are going to blow the roof off of that place. Not even kidding.
They would like that.
Athena should be a part of the women's gauntlet.
Oh,
hell she yeah. should win the women's gauntlet. If I have to be honest. But yes.
Yeah. Mine would be Keith Lee and Britt Baker.
Britt Baker and Keith Lee are a wonderful, wonderful shout. Also, please, War Daddy, come home, please.
War Daddy. All right. So I'm that was a great question. Thank you. Thanks for the question there, Matthew.
Good. We're so happy for you to be joining us.
So we have done. Oh, Okada. Omega.
Yes, Okada Omega. Okay, so I am so close here. That's not a surprise for the gauntlet. Jeff Jarrett is going to be a part of the gauntlet. That's not a surprise. yes, it's because of
Michael Madison. Why is it? Huh.
Michael Madison?
Yeah. Michael Madsen. Madsen. Okay, that sucks. He was great in Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, he's an actor. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I needed that information. Oh my god, that sucks. Rest in peace, yes. yes, but when it comes to the match, I'm it's really close for me here. It's really, really close. So what happened on Dynamite last night? Kota Ibushi had a match against Kazuchika Okada, and my god, what a wonderful match that was. It was, oh my god, Kota Ibushi so back. He's in great shape. I'm not gonna go ahead and lie that it was their best match. No, it wasn't. But it showed that they had history with one another, and they can work well with each other tremendously. That enormous tiger driver from the top rope was insane. And yeah. Okada winning for me just barely because, okay, the Rainmaker, you know, the clothesline that Kazuchika Okada does is pretty awesome itself. But Kota Ibushi gave him a pretty, pretty good clothesline. I mean, might as well have been the clothesline from hell. And a wonderful match. Okada won. And then family members kept attacking Ibushi. And of course, this led to Kenny Omega coming back with a chair, chasing off the members of the family. And then Ibushi and Kenny just killed Trent Barretta. That's basically what happened. I forgot how good Ibushi was at selling. He was bumping all over the place. He was so good.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So for me, it's about so close, 50-50 towards for Kenny and Okada. I'm going to go ahead and put my eggs into the Omega basket. But I will not at all be surprised if it's Okada.
Yeah, I'm going with him. Yeah, I'm going with Omega too. I think Omega will get this because I think we're getting, this is just me, I think we're getting Okada, or excuse me, I think we're getting Omega and Paige at Full Gear.
Yeah, this has been,
yeah, that's my
thing that you've been pitching for like one or 2 months now. It's been your
thing.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, but hey, I'm going to be so fucking glad for you if it does happen. It's yes. Yeah.
We'll see.
Fingers crossed it happens. Yes.
I'm like everybody else and their mother. I'm looking forward to this match a lot. It's going to be good. I have a friend that recently got into wrestling and he's never seen any of the Omega Okada matches. So before All In on Saturday the 12th, we're going to watch some of them.
Well,
at least two, you know, like okay. Two of them. But if it works out time-wise, absolutely. Even if somebody says, "Hey, the pay-per-view is just 12 hours, but you still want to finish these other Okada Omega matches?" I'd still be like, "Yeah, I'm dead tired, but yes, let's turn them on." So let's watch.
Well, there's
them.
Six matches on the card right
well,
now.
Well, right now, but there'll
right
be
now.
Based on my calculations, there'll be 54 more added.
Yes, that is correct. Everything that you said.
Yeah, so we got that going on. But this is what I was going to bring up here. This is Michael Madsen.
Yes.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill Bill, True Romance, Free Willy. That was the first time I remember seeing him, or recall knowing who he was at least. But yeah, that sucks. He's just such a good actor. Reservoir Dogs, if I didn't say that one, that's like the main one for me. Anyways, Hateful Eight. Yeah, that's, man, he's so good. He was in a lot of Tarantino movies. But yeah, that sucks. Anyways, we move on to Maggie.
Yes.
Everybody loves the All-In match between the Lucha Bros and the Young Bucks from All In, are All Out. A few years.
All Out.
When was that? Yeah, All Out 2019, 2020. But, 2021, I think. I don't know. Who gives a damn? Anyways.
If you're talking about the Escalera de la Muerte match between the Young Bucks and the Lucha Brothers, it was on All Out 2019.
Okay. But anyways, the Young Bucks taking on Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay. If Ospreay and Swerve lose, they cannot challenge for the world title for 1 year. That's 365 days. I don't think next year's a leap year. 365 days, they cannot challenge for a title, which, hear me out, if this happens, this still will give depending on the date, which I'm sure it'll work out, this still gives Will Ospreay a chance to be able to get his title shot at All In next year at Wembley. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm thinking. But part of me just thinks, like, you got to have these guys still involved. Swerve's too damn good not to be in the title picture. Like, eventually, you know what I mean? So,
I think the Bucks win.
Yeah, maybe.
I think the Bucks win here. And this gives them an opportunity not to touch Hangman for an entire year. Hangman could lose it to a heel, and Will Ospreay can win it at Wembley next year. Hopefully with me there. And
me.
Because, yes, of course. But the thing is, I think that with the Young Bucks winning here, it gives them an opportunity to rehash a mini feud between Swerve and Will Ospreay. And then when they hash it out, they actually go for the tag team championships themselves. Because that tag team division needs to have life brought back into it. Desperately. And if that is the only way to go, so be it. But they desperately need to revive that tag team division because it needs help, man. So this is what they can do. Hear me out. I will not mind Will Ospreay and Swerve winning at all. But from the perspective of it actually making sense, because otherwise I think that it's going to be a baby fest. The show.
Like Scott George says, he says, I think this pay-per-view is a heavy baby face winning.
Exactly, but like I don't think it will be, so this is why I'm picking our founding fathers winning. And that limo, give me a ride in that limo, man. With all those sneakers. On the other hand, though, I don't know whose idea this was, but I'm going to be so here for the bum-ass Bucks videos that we can get. So, you know, Young Bucks trying to sell one of their 1,000 houses in order for them to survive because they're no longer EVPs anymore. You see, those are wonderful, wonderful segments that we can get if they're no longer EVPs because they don't have as much money. That is an upside of them losing the match. Potential amazing video packages that we're going to get. They're spare change. And they're just with money briefcases and stuff. It can be really, really interesting. But, yeah.
All right. So you're going with...
I'm going to go with the Young Bucks. Just... Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Swerve and Hangman. Or Swerve and Ospreay.
Ospreay.
Yeah. So, move on. Got the Casino Gauntlet match.
Guarantee a future championship match. The first one is Mark Briscoe, and the second one is
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Yes, this is. I don't know what weird ass booking this is because it was gonna be so. More okay for, you know, the storyline if MJF was last. And then, you know, having Mark Briscoe, you know, being beat up all the time. And then MJF comes in and pins the guy and wins. Like, this could have been amazing. But MJF winning this match would... be incredibly logical because of everything that they've built with Hangman so far. Because they low-key built, you know, with backstage segments with Renee. Poor Renee. So this actually makes sense. What do you think?
I mean, booking wise, I agree with you. It's like, whatever, but, I don't see MJF winning. So I really don't know who's going to win this. Wardlow? I just don't see him. That'd be fine. I'd be, well, it'd be weird, but it'd be, no, yes. It's not going to be Wardlow. It's not going to be Wardlow.
Pretty poor.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. I could definitely see it be Jericho.
Yeah. Well, because they can rehash the first ever AEW heavyweight, AEW title match, Jericho versus Hangman. And Hangman beating Chris Jericho this time.
Yeah.
I can see that. So I'm going to puke, but I can see that.
Then you got the women's gauntlet match, which I don't have. They announced any positions for that yet, or like any spots rather?
No, I don't think they have.
So,
so there's actually no way of me predicting.
Yeah, that one I just brought up. About. So there'll be more matches, like obviously added, but we're not gonna be able to predict those because
tag team match between the Hurt Syndicate and the.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if it's official or not, but they're probably gonna have that match.
Yeah. I don't see Hurt Syndicate losing.
Yeah, me too. But it's gonna be a really awesome match because Kevin Knight and Speedball Mike Bailey will work amazing together, and I cannot wait to see what they do. You know, on a pay per view stage.
Yeah, yes, it'd be good. So. That's AWLN taking place July 12th at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Sean will be there, and hopefully he'll get some interviews that weekend at StarCast, and it'll be a good time for him. We move on to talk. Oh, we're going to do Cooper Effect. That's right. Let's go ahead and just live it up and do some Cooper Effect action. Here we go.
Hi guys, I'm going to praise the crap out of a Polish-born Mr. Zaryba, who's currently living in Dublin, because he was driving his truck, I'm sorry for the voice. He was driving his truck when he drove by a burning building. And he was actually able to rescue someone from that burning building. It happened Monday, and the interior of a building in the center of the Irish capital was consumed in flames by the time he was driving by in his semi-truck. He said, "I saw the flames coming up from the window and one guy was lying on the sidewalk. He had blood on his face and I think he might have broken both his legs when he jumped from the building. Another guy was screaming from the window. He didn't know what he was supposed to do because he had flames behind him and the long drop below him." So, there was a video which Rob and I obviously cannot show you on our stream, but it showed that Mr. Zaryba got close to the window as possible with his truck and allowed the man to leap onto the roof from the rooftop of the trailer. So heroic act like this still exist, and I do not know how I would ever be able to survive a burning building. It's I don't know if I'll be able to survive that. I was in a burning building when I was a little child, and our house in our village was burning, and we were sleeping, and it was our neighbor that actually woke us up And yeah, we were able to get out of the house intact. Yeah, but that is absolutely kudos to the Mr. Zriba from Poland. He was praised by the fire department when they came back. So all the ovation goes to Mr. Zriba. Hats off to you, sir. I don't know if I'll be able to do that because I do not have a driver's license at all. And
yeah, that would be something, like having to go through that and having the courage to do something like that. Man, that's good for him. Very thankful for a guy like that. All right, Maggie, last week there was a show called Night of Champions that took place in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
You did the post show with SP3 on the True Heel Heat channel.
I did. It was a good time. Thank you again to True Heel Heat for having me. So I enjoyed my time. That's good times.
That is our wonderful partnership with the True Heel Heat channel. True Heel Heat and coexisting.
Okay. Yep. So before I forget, this is very important that I share this message before we get into Night of Champions, because tomorrow's the 4th. It's very important that you guys remember to don't forget to leave Milk, Automatic Weapons, and a Bald Eagle out tonight for Kurt Angle. I saw that meme earlier and I'm like, yep, I have to put that on the show.
Please don't leave weapons out.
No, don't, but it's just
also funny. Use a condom. Everything that Rob tells you to do, do not do it. It's a trap.
Yeah. I was going to say, he can always...
It's a trap. Yeah. Every time, be sure, if Rob tells you something, it's satire. Don't...
Except that pull-out part. That's true. It's okay to do that. Anyways, yeah, let's talk about Night of Champions. Took place, like I said, in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia last week.
Did you like the show?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I gave it a 7.5 on the True Heel Heat show, I believe. Because I really liked it. I thought it was a good show. I was surprised by the... Well, I shouldn't be surprised, but it didn't really surprise me, I guess, in the long run with Seth Rollins getting involved in the main event. There was just all that shenanigans and stuff going on again during a main event. But I enjoyed it overall. I thought it was a pretty solid show overall. My favorite match was probably the main event. But what about you?
Oh, I loved the Rhea and Raquel street fight.
Oh, that was
really, yeah. It was really, really good, man. And I love all the table spots. I loved, I don't know if, because like we've seen no DQ street fights with women before. I don't know, or this can be my stupid, brain not remembering, but I don't think if they've ever had a spot with a woman being trapped in the ropes before. It was really good. And Raquel beat the living shit out of Rhea with, the candlestick.
Yeah.
It was really good. This was probably my favorite match, in ring wise. But Cena versus Punk, I understand why. I understand the fascination with Cena versus Punk. I enjoyed the show because I have a really low bar when it comes to shows in Saudi Arabia. I usually get to watch them live. And at the end of the show, I feel like I wasted my time most of the time. The last time was the awful Cody Rhodes versus Gunther match because it was so ridiculously good and I enjoyed every second of it. And then the ridiculous finish happened and it pissed me off a lot, man. And it made me... regret watching this and not just pigging out on the couch while watching, TV series or whatever I was watching at the time. But this Night of Champions show was really good.
Yeah, I think so too. So the solo Sokoa Jacob Fatu, that actually kind of surprised me. I wasn't expecting...
because I told you the solo Sokoa was winning.
Yeah. No, I yeah. So I enjoyed it though. Overall, good show.
We had a debut.
Side crowd was great too.
They were. We had a debut in this match. So they didn't call him Hikuleo.
Yeah.
But they also didn't call him whatever because Michael Cole was struggling.
Yeah.
Remember?
He was having a hard time.
But he was supposed to be called, and I'm like, say it. Say his name. You know it. And then did they say Tala Tonga?
Yeah, Tala Tonga.
Okay, so how many seconds did they take to make up this name? Because he's tall. So he's Tala Tonga. Get it? Oh. What? <Yeah. laughs> The hell was that? Because... first of all, we saw Tongaloa coming back. And yes, it was Hands of Time. And this every Saudi show, you need to be a Fightful Select subscriber, because what happens after every Saudi show, you would not want to miss Sour Grapes when it comes to Saudi Arabia shows. Believe me. Take my word for it. Subscribe to Fightful Select and watch all the post shows that Alex Palowski and Kate do after every Saudi show. It will be worth it, please. And we're about to see tomorrow night what happens with Tala Tonga and Jacob Fatu and Solo Sikoa and everything. So, yes, Tongaloa came back with a hoodie, and I'm like, okay, this is not what I was expecting, but fine. And then Hikuleo came back. It's going to take some time for me to not call him Hikuleo.
Yeah. Do you find it weird that they debuted him on Main Event? Technically, even let the crowd know. I think that kind of let it down a little bit.
Well, listen. We've had a lot of strange stuff recently. Mariah May had her WWE debut match. Well, it was not a televised match. Mm-hmm. Bryan Danielson came back to Ring of Honor while being taped. And Hikuleo was there for a year now. So they probably just wanted him to you know, get the reps in, or, you know, probably start making their money's worth when it comes to Hikuleo. I don't know. Because he was getting paid for a year without doing anything whatsoever, man. Yeah. Where can I get a job like that? Seriously.
Yeah.
Please, man.
I understand. Clown makes a good point. If you're a pet owner, make sure your fur babies are safe and secure before the fireworks. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. I usually say this around every New Year's Eve because we in Bulgaria do not have a celebration day that comes with that amount of fireworks that you guys have for 4th of July. So it's only New Year's Eve for us. So please make sure you hug your pets and, you know. Tala is his actual name. Okay, I take that back. But is it spelled that way?
I think it's spelled, T-A-U-L-A.
Okay. if it's spelled that way. They actually, okay, so it's is it the other way around? So he was Hikuleo, and then he came to WWE, and they made him use his real name. Seriously? Not well, the other? Wow.
Yeah, but hurt. Yeah, this is, I was just going to say this. It's spelled
Tala, yes, but thank WWE. You. I thought that I saw Tala, T-A-L-L-A.
So.
Yes, because he's tall.
What else you want to talk about?
That is the weirdest thing, man. Okay, so Saturday night main event. Gunther,
I'm nervous.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking nervous, man. I'm so nervous. Like, because I was so sure that Gunther is winning. I'm incredibly sure. But like, there's this thing, this tiny little thing that makes me go, you cannot have nice things.
Yeah.
And because probably AEW All In is going to be really good, there's going to be something ruining everything. And it's probably going to be Gunther losing to Goldberg. But listen, deep down, I do not want this to be a thing at all, whatsoever.
Yeah.
But so, because Gunther said that he could beat Goldberg in 3 minutes, correct? But he's gonna take his time. Because he's the biggest bully. And then Seth Rollins came out. He mentioned that he never wanted to cash in on Cena during Night of Champions when everything that happened on the main event.
Yeah.
He never wanted to cash in on Cena. He just wanted to prevent CM Punk from winning the match, because he made it his purpose. As long as he's around, Punk would never win a WWE championship. Which further begs the question as to why CM Punk ever let Seth Rollins become Mr. Money in the Bank. Why did he let that happen as a whole? He interfered after Seth qualified for the match. After that, not before, he was in the building. He didn't interfere in the qualifier. He let Seth win the match to qualify for the Money in the Bank ladder match. And then he did not at all show his face during the entire, you know.
His face. Yep.
His face. Not at all. So, I don't know. I feel like he has it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and if I have to be perfectly honest, I didn't expect this at all. But the match between CM Punk and Cena at Night of Champions actually was an amazing match up until everything happened. Because they could not help themselves. They could have had a decent match for Cena and CM Punk to be right up there with the rest of the matches that they've had, which were all wonderful. So they could have had this right there. But because of all the shenanigans that happened, every fucking one of them, man. Penta taking his sweet time. Just pulling out a Jeff Hardy, you know, dancing on the ramp before he rescued Sammy. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah, take your time.
Take your time. No one's getting murdered or anything. Just take your time. So this was the thing. Seth Rollins interfered because he didn't want Punk to win the match. So Punk comes out and chases away Seth Rollins. And then CM Punk punches Gunther. He just punches Gunther, and I'm like, okay.
I thought he pushed him.
Punch, whatever. He laid his hands on Gunther. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Then the LA Knight, attacked Seth Rollins in the crowd. Whatever. That's okay. But this gives me a ray of hope that actually Gunther will beat Goldberg and then will face CM Punk at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if CM Punk wins against Gunther, which is probably something that will happen, it will make me throw up in my mouth a bit, that Seth Rollins could have the green light to immediately cash in on Punk because of everything that he said previously before that. As long as he's breathing, he's going to do everything in his power for Punk to never be champion. Which is a copy and paste situation for Jade and Naomi, because Jade won Queen of the Ring and is guaranteed a championship match, probably versus Tiffany Stratton. A copy paste situation with Naomi, because I think a lot of us predicted that Jade will beat Tiffany Stratton, and then Naomi will cash in on Jade immediately. So okay. I don't know which one of the two situations is more probable, but that Gunther and CM Punk altercation gives me a bit more hope that Gunther is beating Goldberg. The thing is, we have no idea what kind of condition Goldberg is in. The man, with cards down, guys, the guy absolutely deserves to have a wonderful send-off. And he has said that this will be his last match. So with everything that he's done for the wrestling business, of course, he deserves a wonderful send-off match-wise. But please don't win.
Yeah, please. We don't need this.
We do not need this whatsoever.
Yeah. So I know that they're going to announce another match tonight, so I'm not going to spoil that. But they also have... they're going to announce a Saturday night main event match tonight.
Tomorrow?
I'm so used to it being Friday. So, yeah, tomorrow. So they'll announce a match tomorrow night. But are there any other matches, scheduled for yet?
You mean if we've missed some?
Yeah, well, I know there's the two, right?
Which one?
Oh, Becky and Valkyria. Didn't they announce that?
It's probably going to be a triple threat.
Oh, okay. I thought they announced it. My bad.
Becky Lyra and Bailey. Damn it.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's for now. The Saturday night main event match that Rob and I wanted to discuss was this specifically. Because we are both extremely, extremely afraid for everything. Yes, but they are going to add a bunch of matches. But do you see more matches for the Saturday night main event?
I think they'll have a total of five.
Okay, but have they? Do they have any official matches right now?
I thought they had. Oh, well, let me check. You know, because I thought maybe they don't. Let me just check. Because, when is Mysterio versus Styles?
What?
Aren't they having that match like soon?
Dominic like Mysterio?
Yeah.
Well, he's injured, so.
No, I. Well, yeah, but I don't know. Damn.
But they have yet to have said anything for Evolution also, which is next Sunday. And this is probably honoring the first ever Evolution tradition as to not giving a crap about the show whatsoever. And yeah. Actually pisses me off because NXT has been building towards Evolution pretty much, but because they're building towards Evolution, then they forgot that they had that thing, the Great American Bash, also need to be building towards that. So
okay, so they haven't announced it. The only match that's announced is Gunther versus Goldberg. That's the only one that's been announced.
Yeah, the official ones, yeah, but. We're probably getting, you know, Becky, Bailey, and Lyra for, you know. I don't know if we're going to get any tag team action. Judgment Day are your new tag team champions.
Yeah, Finn Balor and JD McDonough.
Yes.
We got a super chat from our friend Sean Gardner. He said Blake Monroe is making her in-ring debut at Great American Bash. That is correct. Forgot about that.
That is correct. Absolutely. Great American Bash. She will be teaming with Jordan Grace versus Fatal Influence.
Okay. Seth and LA Knight's official.
Okay. Okay. Seth and LA Knight. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. They mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was confused. I was like, I thought there was another match announced, but
sure.
So
I just okay. So Great American Bash, is it an NXT premium live event or is it a regular NXT show?
It's a PLE.
Okay, it's a PLE. Okay, so Jordan Grace is teaming up with Blake Monroe, and then on the very next day, she's competing for a championship. That's mm-hmm. what you're going to tell me, okay?
Yep. Well,
by the way, I think that Jordan Grace loses the match, by the way.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, so for Great American Bash, they have Oba versus Inamura, and then the NXT Women's North America title match, you have Solo Ruka taking on Izzy Dame, and then, of course, the tag team match, Jordan Grace and Blake Monroe taking on Fatal Influence's Fallon Henley and Jason Jane.
I think that on Evolution, Jordan Grace loses Jason Jane. Because I think that Blake Monroe needs to win that championship from a heel. And okay. I'm entirely sure that she's winning that championship the first opportunity that she gets. So, yes. This is why, actually, next Sunday, I'm going to be asking for a day off from work because I have a bunch of shows that I had to catch up on.
Yeah, you're going to be busy.
I'm extremely busy. And then have the show with Rob.
Yeah.
Talking about all of them. Except for Evolution, because it's, you know.
That'll be that night. But we'll do our predictions for that show. So there you go.
Yes.
We got plans already. Yes. Maggie, I got one joke for you.
Give me.
It is coming right up because somebody sent it to me. And I have to read it because What do you call a steer that is always on time?
A what?
A steer. S-T-E-E-R.
What's that mean?
It's a calf, like a calf, a bull. Like,
okay, a steer that is always on time. What?
Reliable. Or
that is a good one, actually.
Yes. Yeah. And that's our friend Bryn sent me that one.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yep. She sent that to me the other day. She said, read this one. I was like, yes, I will do that for sure.
Read this joke because I will not be able to watch. Thank you, sweetie. This show was not the car crash that I was anticipating it to be because Bryn's not here. But we're a big girl and big boy, so we can.
We did it. They didn't think it could be done.
We did it, Rob. I'm so glad that we did it.
How about you plug your shit?
I will plug my shit. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you guys want to call it, at Maggie_IK, on Instagram, at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky, if you guys still do that, at Maggie-IK. Please join Rob and I next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern for Evolution Predictions, and we will be talking about all the crap that happened the night before. Please subscribe to Fightful Select, our bread and butter, the best $5.99 you're ever gonna spend on wrestling monthly. And last but definitely not least, on your way out, please leave a like on the video and please leave a comment below after the show is done. Helps us out a lot with the algorithm. Rob and I will be pissing you off with this information every show that we get. Rob, please plug your shit.
You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram and Threads at Fightful Rob. And I have a new thing that I'm doing as I end each show with a movie quote. So, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. We'll see you guys next week. That is from the movie, 12-time Oscar-winning film, Dodgeball. So, there you go. So, we will see you guys next Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock in Bulgaria, and I don't know what time, I'm just going to guess, like, 6 a.m. in Antarctica, so there you go.
No!
I don't know, we're just going with it. But you guys have a great weekend, enjoy your 4th of July, if you are celebrating the 4th of July, we want to say thank you again. Peace out, everyone, and we will see you a week from Sunday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.